Secret Service was, in, to put it charitably, falsely denying, put it directly, lying, when they said they've never denied requests for additional Secret Service support from the Trump people. They've done it repeatedly. Look at this testimony from Ray, further documenting the insanity of the collapse of security around former President Trump.
Director, let me go back to where Mr. Bishop was. Tell me about the drone. You act like you wanted to fill us in on that. Fill us in.
So we have recovered a drone that the shooter appears to have used. It's being exploited and analyzed by the FBI lab. The drone was recovered in his vehicle. So at the time of the shooting, the drone was in his vehicle with the controller. In addition, our investigation has uncovered...
Do you know what time of day he flew it, and if he flew it on the day of the shot?
To, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So in addition, it appears that around 3:50 p.m., 4 o'clock in that window, on the day of the shooting, that the shooter was flying the drone around the area.
2 hours.
About 11 minutes. I want to be clear, but when I say the area, not over the stage and that part of the area itself, but I would say about 200 yards, give or take, away from that. We think, but we do not know. So, again, this is one of these things that's qualified because of our ongoing review, that he was live streaming, you know, viewing the footage from that, again, about 11 minutes in around the 3:50, 4 o'clock p.m. range.
2 hours before, he's flying a drone in the vicinity of the route.
About 200 yards away, yes.
I mean, the other big news is the Secret Service chief resigned after her disastrous hearing before Congress on Monday, where she just essentially refused to provide any information about anything related to the assassination attempt. I mean, I found myself agreeing with AOC, the left-wing communist congressman. She doesn't call herself a communist. I think she is. But she was absolutely right. She said, we can't wait months for a report on this. This is an emergency. We may have to pass emergency legislation. She's right. So Congress went on vacation instead. And there you have the FBI director describing a more complex and significant and successful recon operation than the Secret Service had, a $3 billion agency. The shooter had a drone up 2 hours or so, 2.5 hours before, in a secure environment before President Trump arrives and speaks. I mean, reportedly there was a drone that was offered from the locals to the Secret Service. They said, oh, no, we got it covered. According to a whistleblower, the night before the rally, U.S. Secret Service repeatedly denied offers from a local law enforcement partner to utilize drone technology. And of course, the U.S. Secret Service, they have their own drone technology. They didn't need anyone's help. But it just further highlights the collapse of the Secret Service security. According to Ray, also, the shooter had been there three times the day of the shooting. He was there in the morning and visited later and then obviously came back to shoot. And he got 8 shots before the Secret Service sniper took him out. And the fact that roof wasn't covered, wasn't secure, to me tells me that the secret, to me, shows the Secret Service is incapable of doing its core duty. I mean, and then, of course, the video is so damning, you know, suggesting other issues with the way the Secret Service runs its operation. Let's watch this video. I kind of commented on it in real time. Watch.
Incredible video of Trump being removed by the Secret Service from the area where he just miraculously survived a shooting. agents heroically defending his life with their bodies, all heroes. Of course, there are serious questions about some of those agents, whether they had the height, abilities, etc., to defend him adequately if things further had hit the fan. I also don't like how slowly they got him away from the area. I mean, you could see just frustratingly slow there, in my view. This is why Judicial Watch is conducting its own independent investigation. We have 20 FOIAs out there. We don't trust the FBI or the Secret Service or the Deep State or the Biden administration or Congress to do any of this. We're going to do the heavy lifting on our own.
I mean, look at that. And, of course, those agents who were trying to do their job, to a degree there was confusion or seeming inability to do work, seeming breakdown in some of the training. I mean, that's systemic, right? They talk about systemic racism. Well, there's systemic incompetence in too many of our government agencies. That's the real problem. And is there like a DEI component of this? We're going to find out. I think it's now 25 FOIAs. We've got FOIAs, the FBI, Secret Service, all the local and state authorities up in Pennsylvania. The FBI can't be trusted. I mean, look at what Ray started pretending that it was credible that Trump wasn't even shot.
I think with respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear. So it's conceivable, although as I sit here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else. But I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges. So let us.
Shrapnel? Shrapnel from what? It's absurd. And the fact that the FBI director mentioned it highlights why the agency can't be trusted. I don't even think to investigate a jaywalking case, let alone a politically sensitive issue like this. And Trump rightly responded. FBI Director Chris Wray told Congress yesterday that he wasn't sure if I was hit by shrapnel, glass, or a bullet. The FBI never even checked, he said. But he was sure that crooked Joe Biden was physically and cognitively uneventful. Wrong! That's why he knows nothing about the terrorists and other criminals pouring into our country at record levels. His only focus is in destroying J6 Patriots. And he goes further. No, it was unfortunately a bullet that hit my ear and hit it hard. There was no glass. There was no shrapnel. The hospital called it a bullet wound to the ear. And that's what it was. No wonder the one-storied FBI has lost the confidence of America. So the political comments aside there, what the heck is it? This is the new absurd conspiracy theory. First, it's now Russia, 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 and now the left, with the help of the FBI Biden leadership, Trump wasn't really shot. We all watched him get shot. Oh, you've seen Biden being unable to essentially operate in a way to suggest that he is cognitively fit. And we were told, oh, no, you didn't see what you just saw. Same thing with the bullet. You didn't see Trump get shot by a bullet. You misunderstood it. That's what the FBI is suggesting. So there are a few issues here. We've got disabled president, unable to fulfill his duties as commander-in-chief. We have a Congress that's AWOL. We have a coup against democracy, the destruction of 14 million votes, and Judicial Watch is investigating it all. We have the former president of the United States nearly murdered as a result of incompetence by the Biden Secret Service. And I'm just saying it's incompetence. Others are rightly raising the question about whether the failure to provide necessary support and personnel was a political choice. And we already know that there are political choices in deployment of protection by the Biden Secret Service. They refused to provide it for RFK Jr. Remember, they refused to provide it for Joe Biden's granddaughter because Hunter Biden, the father, was in a custody dispute or a payment dispute about taking care of his daughter. So they were willing to put this little kid's life on the line because they were embarrassed about Hunter fathering the child. Don't tell me politics. It's impossible to be one of the reasons for the failure to provide protection for Trump. I mean, it was confirmed earlier this week that the Secret Service was, in, to put it charitably, falsely denying, put it directly, lying when they said they've never denied requests for additional Secret Service support from the Trump people. They've done it repeatedly. The Secret Service confirmed it and had to walk back their earlier denials.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.